Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two. Kind of an interactive show today with you guys. Text messaging back and forth, getting your comments into the show, responding to them. Greatly appreciate it. Dave Ajima, Trump said, we will have the largest deportation ever in U.S. history. Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you exactly how it's going to be done. Profiling. Yes, absolutely. It's going to be done because if you do not speak English and you have no residency, you have no ID, somebody gives you a burner phone and some pocket money, or maybe you're being put up in a house somewhere because of Gretchen Whitmer asking you to take in illegals into your home, which I'm hearing is not going over very well for her at all. If you go to Michigan, spelled out .gov/OGM, yeah, nobody's doing it. Where are these people living? Well, we've seen news stories about them buying up entire hotels. $400 a night is what they're paying these hotels to house these people. New York City's ready to round them up right now and ship them out. Being inundated and completely taken over. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. And there's nothing that they are going to be able to do to stop it. Why? Because I believe between Homeland Security, Border Patrol, ICE, and the military is how Donald Trump's going to do it. We're under assault. We're under attack. What's really scary is that they are now saying Chinese illegals are coming in. It's not just Latinos from South America. Chinese and others are coming in. It's over. Now, Downstate Kim says, Randy, it's very simple. All the illegals, well, they basically got free phones. They could track them on those GPS phones. Only problem is, Kim, most of them are burners, and they don't know what the phone numbers are, and they don't know how to track them. Taxpayers are paying the dollars for all this. Yeah, absolutely. He says, here's the problem. They're not just going to lay down and let Trump win. So what is going to be the chaos this year that we will have to deal with as a nation leading up to the election? I'm so glad you asked that question. April 9th, we have an opportunity to attend the courtroom in Gaylord. I believe Ian Murphy said the hearing's going to be at 2 o'clock. We're going to be meeting at the Iron Pig at noon for lunch and then going across the street. The judge, Judge Hunter, he's already ruled in favor of the Iron Pig once before. Now he's going after him for the health department's mandates and overreaching rules that they're going to try to control us with. There's only one problem, folks. Nobody is going to buy into any virus this year. You can release whatever you want to release on Joe Biden's presidency because of his inability to control it. They think they're going to try mandates again, mask mandates, lockdowns. Nobody is going to participate. It's not going to happen. Businesses are going to stay open. Why? Because they must stay open. And honestly, if you're a liberal, progressive, socialist, and you're going to shut your business down because Whitmer tells you to do so, please do it. Because then we will know who we will never shop at ever again. And we will shop at the stores that stay open. It's that simple. We're not going to go down that road again. They cannot pull a China virus this year. It's too late. We're heading into warmer weather. And it's too late. There's nothing they can do to stop this. Oh, they may still continue to fight it in court. They may still continue to fight and charge him with whatever. They're going to fail. The donations are already rolling in. I got two text messages after Nikki Haley's announcement suspending her campaign. When she walked off the stage roughly at 10:09 this morning, during the first break from 12 to 15, three, four, 5 minutes later, text messages already coming in to donate to Donald Trump. I don't know if you guys got them, but I did. This is going to be unbelievable. Lenny, where did you get that? I have not heard that anywhere. Chinese automatic assault weapons have been seized being smuggled into the U.S. Where did you get that from? Gateway Pundit just got this from, I believe, was that Anita that sent this? Yeah, Anita down in Florida. Donald Trump talked about it last night. Biden regime admits flying 320,000 illegal immigrants secretly to at least 43 airports in the United States to lessen the border crossing numbers. Now, this came out yesterday morning at 7:30. Donald Trump talked about it in his speech last night. Revelations have emerged that the Biden regime has been operating secret charter flights to transport illegal immigrants from foreign airports directly to various U.S. cities. This covert operation has been ongoing amidst an unprecedented influx of illegal aliens across the southern border. Customs and Border Protection, an agency under Alejandro Mayorkas, Department of Homeland Security, has been at the forefront of these operations, which has, until this point, remained undisclosed to the public. In a recent Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, lawyers for CBP refused to reveal details about the program, citing national security vulnerabilities, according to the Daily Mail. Daily Mail is a news source, folks, from Great Britain. The Center for Immigration Studies, a think tank known for advocating tighter immigration controls, reported that these obscure flights have facilitated the entry of approximately 320,000 illegal aliens into 43 different airports in the United States. These figures were disclosed for the period of January through December, all of last year, 2023. It has been suggested that the CBP even has a mobile application. It played a pivotal role in the operation. The app, originally intended to simplified the asylum application process, appears to have been repurposed to grant travel authorization and temporary humanitarian release to individuals from various countries. The migrants, once approved by the CBP One app, have been allowed to enter and remain in the United States for up to 2 years under a special parole provision, during which time they are also eligible to work. This has occurred notwithstanding the lack of legal status for these individuals to even reside in the country. Daily Mail reports The administration first said it would not reveal which airports the undocumented aliens were transported to, citing a law enforcement exception. In the refusal to hand over information. But new information from the CIS lawsuit reveals the locations were not disclosed due to the fear of bad actors who would inflict harm or cause public safety to be at jeopardy, or the information that would create law enforcement vulnerabilities. The CBP lawyers wrote that revealing the airports would reveal information about the relative number of individuals arriving and the resources that were expended at particular airports. That would in turn reveal operational vulnerabilities that could be exploited by bad actors, altering their patterns of conduct, adopting new methods of operation, and tracking other countermeasures. Elon Musk reacted upon learning about the damning revelation. This administration is both importing voters and creating a national security threat from unvetted illegal immigrants. It is highly probable that the groundwork is being laid for something far worse than 9/11. It's just a matter of time. Musk added, "It is obvious to anyone who's not a fool that this administration is deliberately importing vast numbers of illegals. No grand conspiracy theory is needed to explain this. Just simple incentives. These people are more likely to vote Democrat than Republican. This is why Democrats are constantly pushing to legalize illegals and won't deport them. Even when they're arrested for other crimes, which otherwise seems like an opportune time. If an illegal can beat up an American police officer on camera in Times Square, being released without bail, and get rewarded for free tickets to California, what more do you need to know?" Exactly. Thank you, Anita. Appreciate you sending that to me. I'm going to post it on my Twitter X account. Unbelievable. Final section of hour number two. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith and Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith and Petoskey.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Other text messages coming in. Unfortunately, too many politicians, police officers will not enforce or stand up. You know, I'm sorry, but I can't believe that if Donald Trump gets reelected and comes in and says, we're deporting these people, I don't think the police officers are going to disobey his orders. And honestly, I don't even know if he'll do it with police. I think Donald Trump will do it with military. Commander in chief, we're at war. America is at war with all of these illegals coming into our country. We're deporting them. We're shipping them back. Don't even distract the police. Let them continue to do their job. It's going to be over. Yeah, Lenny, please do so. Greatly appreciate it. Find the story. He thinks it was on Gateway Pundit. Well, here's the other aspect to all of this. You're in a situation where you think you're going to get illegals to vote. Same day voter registration. The clerks are still asking for ID. Vicky was involved in it, in working the 9 days of early voting here in Torch Lake. They had people come in and wanted to register. The clerk took them back in her office and asked for their ID. I'm sure if they can't even speak English, we're going to ask them, are you a U.S. citizen? I mean, I'm talking about a local clerk. I'm not talking about Jocelyn Benson. I'm talking about a local township, city, village clerk. Somebody comes in, wants to register to vote. You don't think some red flags are going to go up if they can't even speak English? Are you a U.S. citizen, which is a requirement to vote? That's not going to happen, folks. I don't think the local clerks are going to do it. I don't care what Jocelyn Benson says. I don't care what her instructions are. I don't think the local clerks are going to do it. Some will. Most won't. So we'll see. It's going to be very, very interesting. John James, are you kidding me? Asking for donations. Okay. Report as spam and block. Now delete. Bye-bye, Johnny. Done with you. Well, here's the bottom line to all of this. The people are now aware. The poll challenging is in place. Election integrity is at the biggest momentum we've ever had, thanks to Mike Lindell, Patrick Kobach, and many others. Something is coming very soon. Pat Kobach and I spoke yesterday. When he's able to announce it, he'll be on this show. And we will absolutely get this information out there. It's going to be out. It's coming. The plan is in place. He said, but Randy, we can't drop it too soon. I said, got it. Understand. Totally got it. When you're ready to do it, let me know. We'll pull the trigger. Because one of the things that I think that we're looking at here, folks, is we're on to them. They know we're on to them. They can't hide it anymore. There's too many journalists out there reporting on this stuff, and we are going to get the information out. And it's going to be very, very, very simple. Share the information. Get the people informed, engaged. Once they know what they know, you can't unknow it. And it's going to affect how they vote. That's the bottom line. That's why we're doing the cards. We shipped out another 1,000 yesterday. I'm getting ready to place another order. The rack cards that you need to get from us, very simple. Go to acconservatives.org and donate $21. Spread the word. In the next 9 months, talk with 11 people about these 11 issues. Vote intellectually, not emotionally, on November 5th of 2024. Simple 11 questions that make people think about what's happening in our state and in our country. And they're not Democratic or Republican issues. They're American issues. People are struggling financially and concerned about the future for their children and their grandchildren. Between now and November 5th, talk about these issues with your family, friends, and neighbors. Promote America, not politics. You have the power to vote wisely. Go to our website, acconservatives.org, donate $21. We'll know exactly what it's for. They'll give us your name, your address, your email. We will go to the post office today and mail them to you. You could impact 1,100 voters with a $21 investment. Hour number three, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real food.